Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting they are in negotiations with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Former Trump negotiator Adam Bowler on Fox News Monday morning.
The Taliban want us out of Afghanistan and to leave them alone mostly. But you see here, they still need us. They want $3.5 billion that in humanitarian aid. And so part of the deal here is they can't just wipe their hands clean because you've got Al-Qaeda that's sitting there. You have ISIS-K. And so we need to work together to get rid of those folks. And if they don't want to work together, then they're not going to get their money.
Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital of Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called a Saturday explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist attack masterminded by the Ukrainian Special Services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. A Texas teenager is literally fighting for his life, according to his attorney, after being shot by a San Antonio police officer identified as James Brennan. The 17-year-old was shot while inside his car at a McDonald's parking lot. Reports indicate the officer misidentified the car as one wanted from a previous crime. The officer has since been fired. Another interest rate increase is in the sights of the inflation-fighting Federal Reserve. Investors, after the September payrolls report, were pricing in a more hawkish outlook for the Fed's likely rate increase in November. The CME FedWatch tool showed an 82.3% probability of a 75 basis point increase. Monday Night Football tonight has the Las Vegas Raiders in Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Thank you very much for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. A prisoner swap is front and center between the United States and Russia.
A former U.S. diplomat is cautiously optimistic about the release of two American hostages in Russia.
I think it's going to be a two for two.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson said the swap will be for WNBA star Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Nations Security Council is considering the immediate activation of foreign troops to help free Haiti from the grips of gangs that have caused a scarcity of fuel, water, and other basic supplies. According to a letter UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres submitted to the Council on Sunday, such a force would remove the threat posed by armed gangs. Today is Columbus Day, and yes, it is a federal holiday. Also, some Americans celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day to honor Native Americans. We're less than a month away from the midterm elections. Be sure you're registered to vote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good morning. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. With us right now is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, the one and only Dr. John Law. John, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Always good to connect. This latest column that you wrote, the FBI undercounts the number of times armed citizens have thwarted active shooting incidents. What's going on here?
Right. Well, the FBI's reports on active shooting cases has gotten a lot of attention recently after the Greenwood Mall shooting in Indiana, where a young man stopped the attack. You had the Associated Press. You had New York Times, Washington Post rely on claims from the FBI and the people that they had hired to look at how frequently people, law-abiding citizens who are legally carrying a gun, stop these so-called active shooting cases. Active shooting cases are ones where a shooting occurs in public, not part of some other type of crime like a robbery or a gang fight over drug turf. And it's anything from just one shot being fired and nobody wounded all the way up to a mass public shooting. I had worked on this when I was at the Department of Justice up until January last year. And the report that I had done indicated that they had missed a lot of what would have been even mass public shootings in their list. We've continued to work on that, and we just released a report this week that shows that while the FBI claims that over the 8 years from 2014 to 2021, there were 11 of these active shooting cases that they claim were stopped by civilians, we find that the number is actually 124. And I make no claims to believing that we've gotten all these cases. We haven't spent the millions of dollars to go and track these things down that the FBI paid Texas State University to go and check. But, you know, so they're, I would argue they're off by a factor of almost 11-fold between
wow.
what their numbers are and what we have here. And, again, I believe we've missed things. I mean, just to give you an idea, so over those 8 years, they claim that about 4% of these active shooting cases were stopped by armed civilians. I think it's at least 34%, but just to give you an idea, I'm more confident about the recent years than I am about past, you know, older years in terms of the data. Mm-hmm. And if you look at 2021, for example, 49% of the active shooting cases were stopped by armed civilians. And even that, I think, you know, even including the fact that we probably missed some cases, understates how useful armed civilians are in stopping these cases. So that's 49% versus their about 4%. But even that
wow,
understates
that's huge.
It because,
mm-hmm.
because one argument I tried to make while I was at the Department of Justice was that you have to separate out the attacks in those places where people are allowed to have guns versus those places where they're banned from having guns. We're talking about law-abiding civilians stopping these attacks. And if they're banned from having guns in certain places, criminals take advantage of that. They take advantage, as you and I have talked about many times, they take advantage of the fact that their potential victims aren't going to be able to go and defend themselves. And so in 2021, for example, if you separate those out, you find that in places where people are allowed to have guns, it's over 59% of the attacks in places where they're allowed to have guns are stopped by law-abiding civilians. And they refused to break it down differently in terms of whether guns were allowed or not in different places, too. So,
well, it begs the question. It begs the question. Yeah. No, I just say it begs the question. You know, people say, why would the FBI do this?
I can't really get into people's minds about it. I mean, obviously, there's issues about bias that's there. You know, I'm in working at the Department of Justice, I became pretty convinced in many ways that politics affects a lot of the decisions that are there. But what is most disturbing to me, I mean, people can make mistakes. They can miss cases. These aren't data that are put together by police departments around the country. What they did was they hired some researchers at Texas State University, paid them millions of dollars, apparently, to go and do news searches for news stories on these cases. And going back to 2015, I was pointing out errors, the things that they were missing in these cases. I even have it in writing that they admit that they were missing cases. And when I was back at the Department of Justice, I pointed out again, and yet they've never fixed any of these missing cases, even when they admit that they're missing cases. And so, you know, to me, that's the most telling thing there. I mean, it's one thing to make a mistake. It's another thing that even when it's pointed out to you by people within the Department of Justice that you're missing cases, not to fix it.
Right.
And, the bias is kind of overwhelming in the sense that they're systematically, overwhelmingly missing those cases where civilians stop these attacks. And they also misclassify some cases, and I pointed that out to them, too. So, for example, there are cases where they classified the people who stopped them as security guards, and so therefore don't count them as civilians stopping the attacks, even though that's clearly not the case. So, for example, you have the church shooting in December 2019 at a church just outside of Fort Worth where a parishioner there carrying a concealed handgun stopped the attack. He was the church essentially said anybody who has a concealed carry permit will make an honorary security guard. And but they didn't even keep track of how many people were carrying. I interviewed the man who stopped the attack while I was at the Department of Justice, and he said, "Look, everybody's just honorary guard. There's no extra training. There's no pay that's there. It's just if you have a concealed carry permit, you know, you can carry on church property." And he didn't even know how many people were carrying that day. He guessed it was someplace between 18 and 20 parishioners were carrying. So all I can say is that that murderer who attacked the church really picked the wrong church to go after.
And thank God. Thank God that even there we know about the one. And it's interesting because I did interview him. I spoke with him myself here, I think last year. But I was not aware that there were other congregants that you know had guns that they were carrying. But that makes sense, especially in Texas, because you know it's a it's a Second Amendment state and you know concealed carry state. So you know people have their guns with them. So you know here it is. So once again proving that a man, a good man with a good with a gun is better than a, you know, Trump's a bad guy with a gun every time. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, Dr. John Lott, talking about how the FBI has been undercounting number of times that armed citizens have thwarted active shooting incidents. John, is there any move, you know, by the FBI to be willing to correct these numbers, or they're just saying let the numbers lie?
Well, I've written out up to them again about this, and they basically gave a complete non-response to it. I can say that when I was in the Department of Justice, I reached out, I did my report, I pointed out the cases that were missing, and nothing was done. My understanding is that, you know, there just was complete opposition to doing anything to go and fix things. You know, the thing is, it's just mm-hmm. not the FBI that is biased on this. I reached out to the Associated Press earlier when they ran a story right after the Greenwood Mall shooting was stopped by that young man who was legally carrying in mm-hmm. July. There, you know, what was unusual about the Greenwood Mall case was not that a young man stopped the attack. It was that it got national news coverage that a man had stopped the attack, a man who was legally carrying a gun. What happened was that the media immediately started with news stories about claiming how rare it was that people would stop these attacks, and they were citing the FBI and the Texas State University work that was done. The Associated Press, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I reached out to the reporter, Ed White, at the Associated Press. I said, you know, here's the work that I did while I was at the Department of Justice. Here's cases afterwards. But I said, look, you don't need to take my word for it. Here are links to the news stories. And at that time, I was just concentrating on instances where what police said would have been a mass public shooting. So, you know, you can read the news stories. And I laid it all out for him. Nothing happened. After a couple weeks, I reached back out just to find out what had happened. And he said, well, there was no reason to run a correction because he had accurately reported what their report had shown. And that wasn't my point. My point was that the report that he was relying on was flawed. He could look right. and see the work I did while I was at the Department of Justice. So he had a report from one part of the Department of Justice saying that the FBI report was fatally flawed. And he wasn't willing to do anything about it. So it's not just not the FBI, but the media also. If it fits their template, they're not going to fix things. And again, nobody needs to take my word for it. Your listeners can go to our website at crimeresearch.org. Right up at the top of the page, we have our report listed there. You can go into it and you can download an Excel file that we have, where we list out mm-hmm. the cases, and we have links to the news stories so that people can check them out themselves.
Well, you see, and this is the thing where we are in our country today, John, is that, and you would think that even a newspaper would be interested in reporting the truth and doing their due diligence, but it was just like, okay, well, they were going to take the easy way out and claim plausible deniability by claiming, you know, a flawed report, like you said. But their readers don't know any better. I mean, they may subsequently find out about it, but meanwhile, the damage is being done. Because it's not only that that newspaper, there are other publications that continue to promote this faux study that came out of Texas State University.
Yeah. You know, you don't really know what to do about this stuff. Obviously, people are poorly informed. They rely on the media. They rely on the FBI for this type of data. And it affects the debate, I'm sure. That's the reason why.
Yeah, without a doubt, sure.
These types exactly. of narratives that they have there. And you would think it would be a news story to go and say that the FBI messed up by more than a factor of 10, by almost a factor of 11, their count of the number of cases where people use guns to stop these attacks. We're talking about at least a factor of over 10. You know,
yes,
and again,
exactly.
Unlike them, who claim that they have a complete list of these things, I make no claim about that. I'm virtually certain. I mean, I didn't have the millions of dollars to go and search for these news stories because a lot of these cases just get small coverage in local papers and stuff like that where these things happen. And, you know, you try to go and use different search terms. You try to make sure you've gotten everything. But, you know, we have a small budget at the Crime Prevention Research Center. You know, our budget that we can spend on this, you know, you're talking about a few thousands of dollars. It's not a huge amount there. We don't have millions of dollars. You know, the Texas State University people, their active shooting report center that they did, which does more than put these reports together, has gotten over the last decade or so $66.9 million from just the U.S. Department of Justice. And they won't tell you how much of that has gone to producing these reports, which has been a big part of their role. So
right, exactly. Well, and like all these things, John, these reports that are, you know, paid for by the government, like the FBI, they come with a caveat that we're realizing time and again. You know, they do this with climate, discovery, climate change, anything else that has to do with, you know, the green energy agenda. You know, they tell these professors, tell these institutions, you know, the outcome, what they want. And when you come knocking on their door with millions of...
Yeah, I think what they do is... I don't think these politicians can divorce politics from the money that they give out. But what I think they do is they know who are the fellow travelers, and those are the people that they give money to. It's not like they tell them what results to get, but they know the people who they can trust, and those are the... So, like, you look at the federal government's giving out $50 million this year for research on firearms and crime. You know... they're doing it for public health people. We did a survey a while ago of researchers who are economists, criminologists, and public health people. Criminologists and economists are very skeptical of the efficacy of gun control. They don't get the money from the federal government. You know, the money goes to the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institute of Health so that public health people can get it, because public health people tend to be much more favorably disposed towards gun control. And even within that, I'm sure that the public health people who are most known for being strong gun control proponents are the ones who get the money.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be as quite as diabolically set as I had stated, but the end game is basically the same. I mean, you know who to go to. It's just like judge shopping, right? I know if I've got a particular case, I'm going to go and talk to somebody that I can get the favorable result that I'm expecting. And sadly, this is what has become of, our tax-paying dollars, that they're used in a prejudicial way. And that's unfortunate.
Right. No, it is. And it has real consequences for people's safety. I mean, you and I have talked about the media bias in many different ways on this. And, you know, the fact that the media... You know, not just this report, but refuses to go and mention that these attacks keep on occurring in gun-free zones.
Exactly.
You know, that they, you know, I think it has a big impact on the debate here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. To be continued, Dr. John Lott has been with us. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, the website they can go to and find out for themselves.
Is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency on Friday in response to thousands of migrants being bused to the city in recent months from the U.S. southern border in a political dispute over border security. Texas officials and the Biden administration have been sending illegal immigrants to New York. The United Nations Security Council is considering the immediate activation of foreign troops to help free Haiti from the grip of gangs that has caused a scarcity of fuel, water, and other basic supplies. New York Congressman and Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin said his family is safe after two teenagers were shot outside his Long Island home Sunday afternoon. Suffolk County Police reported three teenage boys were walking near Zeldin's home when a drive-by shooting occurred. Two of the teens were shot. Reports are the teens will be okay. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. 20 minutes before the top of the hour on this Columbus Day, 2022. And I understand, look at, I don't blame you for being confused. We've been talking about it, but it's Columbus Day, you know, because it's kind of gone by the wayside. This has been the effect of the cancel culture. They've canceled it to such a degree. For those that are still pursuing Indigenous Day, there's a few areas that still do. But even then, it's just kind of, it's kind of lost its punch and its reason. Although the banks, for them, they don't need a reason. They get a day off. So they're, you know, don't go to the banks, they're closed today. And there's some other federal offices you might check into that may be closed. But it's just like, it's just one of those disappointing kind of holidays that we don't know what to celebrate anymore, because the wokistas have made everything an offense about the traditions of this country, the values of this country. And this is probably one of the casualties right here, case in point. You know, Columbus Day, where we sit right now. Amazing, huh? But look at this is America today. And again, I encourage you to maybe what we do for Columbus Day is just maybe hit the pause button and think about this. Think, okay, what are we doing? Are we better as a result of this? This wokeness that has taken over our country, like the latest pandemic. Are we better off? Are we worse off? I mean, what is this doing, you know, to our traditions and the values that we hold to? And legacy and values are so important because it is who we are as Americans. It's what we treasure. But those on the left don't want us to treasure anything. You know, just cancel it. We'll attack it in such a way to where we go, well, you know, do we really care? Does it matter? You know, last year, everything was all about Black Lives Matter. And then what's happening is we're realizing, which some of us called out very early on, and we were attacked for it and canceled because we said, wait a minute, this is a bunch of hokum. I mean, this is nothing but Marxism. And sure enough, I mean, as Marxism always does, is it exposes itself. You can't hide it forever. You know, you use some soft language and you make it sound sweet and everything like that. And then you see underneath the veneer of it all and realize, oh my goodness, you know, this is nothing but another Trojan horse, another false flag, another lie that we are, you know, that we took up and thought, okay, wow, we want to support, you know, black Americans. And we get emotionally attached to Black Lives Matter. And, you know, forget about the fact that all lives matter, that we're all children of God created in His image. Now, we're going to set that all aside and call out a specific group. But once you do, you know, you do so at the expense of all others. You know, it's like, you know, I'm trying to say to everybody, look at there, we're all a color. You know, this isn't about cultural appropriation or anything like that. It's that we're all color. But, you know, we want to, you know, oh, support people of color. We're all people of color. You know, even white people, that's a color. Okay. And even then, it's not even really truly white. Right. But whatever. I digress. But you get my point. It's absurd. You know, what we do in this argument. You know, we're not advancing the cause. It's not intellectual. You know, I don't know about you, but I, you know, coming away from some of these conversations with people that are so ideologically fixed like this to this end, it's like, wow, you know, I'm so glad that the conversation has ended. You know, that I can get away and go breathe for a minute. Because what happens is this ideology just sucks up all the oxygen in the room. And if you're not willing, you know, to take in your oxygen from their tank of bias, then, you know, yeah, you lose your breath. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I mean, this is just what I have found. And the other thing is that, again, in the pursuit of an intellectual conversation and to be better, I would hope that in every case, including this radio show, that, you know, with the people that we bring on, that they share with you something you didn't know before, or maybe they just share something and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to check that out. Because even Bill says, don't take it on face value. Check it out for yourself. You got to own the knowledge, right? And this is what happens with people on the left. You really don't own it. You just get caught up in the emotions of it. Next thing you know, you're spouting stuff off. And see, I learned, because I was, you know, a product of the 60s and 70s. I learned the hard way. That you emote and you get caught up in the emotions of something, and then you realize afterwards, go, oh man, I didn't really think that out. That was kind of stupid. And I did that enough times to where I said, okay, well, maybe caution needs to rule in my life. That's what experience does. That's what experience teaches us. And, you know, and I want everybody to be able to have that opportunity. But unfortunately, where we are today, the dogma of this current culture is such is that you're going to be deprived of that opportunity to speak freely, to put your eyes, you know, ideas out there in the marketplace, and for people to, you know, check you out and check up on you and say, well, no, that doesn't fly. And, you know, if you have the confidence enough and the character enough, you'll listen to what people, how they respond. So you adjust. This is what makes us smarter. Otherwise, you're an island unto yourself. And as, you know, my good friend John Tamney, you know, says, look at, when you consider here in America, what are we up to? 330 million, 335 million people. I mean, the collective intelligence of 330, that'll tell you something right there. And if we choke that off and we don't listen to it, and we just listen to the Dr. Fauci's of the world and these totalitarianists that want us to, you know, for the sake of power, and supposedly they know better, right? Supposedly they know better. And, of course, what are we finding out after the fact? The things our instincts told us early on, that, you know, masks were worthless, that these lockdowns would be injurious, that the cost of their prescription was more detrimental than the crisis itself. This is what we're finding out. And, of course, there's still more to understand and find out. And it's slowly leaking out, even though, you know, the social media oligarchs and others that, you know, hung on to this power and control. You know what they did during this era of COVID. And they're just wincing because what's happening is the truth is coming out. The danger. What we have done, you know, to everyone, you know, especially kids who are naturally immune for the most part and we got them doing hysterical things. I mean, just extraordinary things, all in the name of COVID. Just say we have the power. And how the teachers' unions and everything were all empowered to such a degree that they compromised their own values, sadly. I mean, the damage, the psychological damage that's been thrust upon our country. I mean, there's no easy way out here. I mean, we need therapy. And I'm sorry, I'm not looking to Dr. Fauci to be my therapist. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's lost credibility. You know, when has he been right? Have you noted that? Have you made a check mark of times that he's been right? Man, I'm telling you. And we got a documentary coming up. It's, what is it? Is it this week, I think? The Fauci interview? The Fauci documentary? Wow, I mean, it's quite revealing what is said. And, of course, this is all based on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book on Dr. Fauci. The whole truth, you know, just right there, nothing but. It's pretty scary stuff. And, you know, because he's pulled back the shroud. He's pulled back, you know, that curtain. And the Wizard of Oz, he's the modern day Wizard of Oz. He's pulling those levers, making all kinds of money. You know, every lever here, here's another $1 million for Fauci and his wife. Just keeps rolling, good for him, at our expense. People are dying. It's just amazing. You know what has happened? You know, just, if you go with the numbers that they say, and of course these numbers are kind of a mess anyway. Just in America alone, we're talking 1 million people died of some part of COVID, some semblance of COVID. Of course, we know, even the CDC had to admit, they admitted, so this way when you bring it up to them later on, they can say, well, we told you that was the case, that probably about 3-4% of that number actually died of COVID alone, not comorbidities. Okay, little COVID thrown in that even, you know, you wonder, okay, is that a legitimate, death notice? Is that legitimate, or was it, prompted, influenced by the fact that hospitals were getting paid more for a COVID death-related patient as opposed to non-COVID? Did that have any influence? Of course not. You know, of course, everybody's fair-minded, right? We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire?
The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and Dr. Paul Wright is joining us. He served as president of Jerusalem University College, the Institute of Holy Land Studies, located on Mount Zion, adjacent the old wall city of Jerusalem. Gosh, I can't imagine what that must be like, going to work every day right there, having visited Jerusalem and being there in the walled city, the old walled city of Jerusalem. That must have been a spectacular experience for you, Paul.
Well, it was a lot of fun. We had a great view and a lot of interesting people stopped by. It was a privilege, I can say that for sure.
Yeah, without how long were you there?
Altogether about 25 years.
25? Wow. Wow.
Something like
I was there for a week, and it was like, just leave me here, Lord. Can I just stay here for a while? I mean, it was just, I mean, it's just impossible in a week to chew on everything and to really as my friends would say, when you go to Israel, it's like it's the Bible coming to life, and they were certainly right. I read the Bible differently because of my experience in Israel.
For sure, and we become alive to it. I think that's even more important.
Amen. Exactly.
Honestly, 25 years is not long enough.
Wow! Wow! Mm-hmm. And so, what are you doing now?
I'm retired now. Moved mm-hmm. away from that position and living in the Chicago area and doing some writing and some other things and enjoying our family and grandkids.
And you've done a project here in association with Rose Publishing. I love Rose, by the way. Highly recommend them. I've used so many of their guides and everything. It's just a wonderful resource. But this guide that you have edited for Rose, I highly recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about having a supplement to the Word of God and understanding the feast, festivals, and fasts of the Bible. What a beautiful, so brilliantly edited piece of brilliance here, Paul. I cannot thank you enough. This is awesome.
Well, you're very kind. You didn't mention the nice pictures, too. That's what actually attracts people first.
Well, exactly. I mean, well, that's why I say, you know, I mean, when you get this book, I mean, you may think, oh, it's one of those coffee table books. But, you know, we have a lot of coffee table books, but they just sit there. Yeah, and, you know, but this one, it draws you in. And you're right. The pictures especially bring a added special dimension to each of these feasts that you present.
Yeah. It was a collaborative book. Actually, Rose had a great idea. And it's a bit, you could say, a point of view book. Five chapters besides the introduction. I wrote the one on the Old Testament period and how the feast sort of developed and came out of not only God's revelation, but the real living experiences of the people in the land.
Mm-hmm.
We had a, for the time of the New Testament, the Second Temple period, a friend of mine, a rabbi living in Jerusalem, very conversant with a Christian audience, do that chapter,
mm-hmm.
and has a real heart for teaching Christians and helping them understand Judaism of the time of the New Testament.
Right.
And another friend of mine, another Jewish educator, did the feasts and festivals for it's celebrated by Jewish communities today. A fellow who is connected with a first century or messianic church in Ohio, the chapter for how the feasts are understood by Jewish believers in Jesus today. And then a pastor friend of mine, Anglican clergy, what do the feasts or how can they be understood by Christians in sort of mainline or churches that are not necessarily messianic,
mm-hmm.
They come over into Christian celebration,
right.
Easter or Pentecost or Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How does all that connect?
Right.
I think it's a healthy look, actually.
Well, Dr. Wright, you mentioned messianic. How do messianic Jews relate to the feast that would be different than evangelicals?
The opening sentence of the chapter, I think, probably says a lot. Jesus celebrated the feast. He was Jewish. He celebrated mm-hmm. the feast. We're supposed to be like him. And if the feasts were good enough for him, they're good enough for us.
Right.
And so time is spent. The Sabbath, the weekly worship service and community services on the Sabbath, on Shabbat, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than Sunday, and then the festivals, the Jewish festivals are kept, not necessarily with all of the same, let's say, liturgical recitings and so on, and songs and so on that a Jewish home mm-hmm. might, but many of them, and certainly a sense for how they, not only Jesus kept them, but how Jesus fulfills them.
Mm-hmm.
As the Passover lamb, as the one who brings in the kingdom at Booth or Pentecost, Booth of Tabernacles, which is
right.
the festival being celebrated now, and so on. So a real eye toward the way that Jesus both celebrated and fulfills mm-hmm. the meaning behind the festival.
Yeah, I've got to share with you, when I was in Israel and we were there, you know, in the Western Wall praying, and we were right there before the Sabbath, you know, but when the Sabbath came, the celebration, I got to tell you, Paul, it gave me such a new experience and understanding of God's gift to his creation of the Sabbath and what it meant. I mean, here the Jewish people came. They were arm in arm, praising God, dancing, coming, coming to the Western Wall. It was such a celebration. And you go, wow. And this happens every week at the same time, this celebration and of thankfulness to God, you know, for a day off. You know? How cool is that?
It's a whole lot more than a day off, really. I mean,
yeah, well, of course.
But it's an embracing of God's creative activity originally and ongoing in our lives.
Mm.
It's a way of reflecting back on the greatness that he showed in our lives during the last week, anticipating how he'll do the same in the week to come. And And, you know, it's a moment in time, once a week, often enough to really be significant, not so often that it's mundane, but often enough to be really significant that all Jews celebrate together. It's something that binds people together.
Exactly.
It's cement.
Yeah.
Among other things. And, I think sometimes we take, you know, we who celebrate on Sunday in church context, we sometimes take that for granted, you know, and don't recognize how significant it is to binding us to Jesus and Christians worldwide together as well as a real people of God.
Well, we're somewhat indictable, if I can be overly critical, if I might say this, and if the shoe fits, you can wear it and maybe apprehend this idea. But it's like in a church service, we're like so concerned, as my one pastor friend would say, of, getting to Denny's for my, special, morning breakfast combo, that I really miss the point of what church, should be, what it should be about, just like as you said, in celebrating and commemorating the Sabbath of what God has done previously and what we look forward to in the next week, that we are definitely pausing and honoring the Lord in every aspect that He intended for us, and not being, we're all human, and God understands this, and we look in the Old Testament, and you see how casual people become, and why this bothered God, because if He's not at the center of our life, something else is, and it causes us to lose focus and to lose the blessing that He's intended for us, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I believe it does. It's a weekly reminder and prompt, if I could use that word, of that seventh day of creation, where God is not resting but actively involved.
Yeah,
actively involved in human life.
Yeah, it's kind of like you stand back from your masterpiece and you just admire. And can you imagine? Here's God, the triune God, Elohim, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, looking at the masterpiece that they have created in perfect unity and with intent. And, wow, to even think about what happens, in those moments as God is, just saying, wow, this is good and really good, right?
Yep. And I think we're allowed to do that, too.
Yeah. In your book, you talk about geographical eyes. We only got about a minute and a half left. We got to have you back because there's so much more to talk about. I know we had a little bit of a challenge connecting electronically here. So explain to our audience why geographical eyes are so important. We got a little over a minute left here. Go ahead.
Well, the Bible is embedded in place and time. It's eternal, but it's also a story of real people in real places and real times. And the festivals in particular are festivals that start off as memories of harvest and provision by God, and then attached to that is the great story of redemption out of Egypt and to the wilderness and to Mount Sinai and so on. And so the annual cycle of seasons where we live is also a reminder of the way that God provided to bring us together as a people, and continues to provide for us in very tangible and very necessary ways, monthly and yearly and daily. And the language is geographical, I think, to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Starts from
right.
Yeah.
And the thing is it becomes, part of who we are. I've been encouraging our audience that feel like God keeps saying, you got to own the knowledge. As you own this, and this becomes a part of the woof and wharf of your, even your most personal DNA, so to speak, in your psychology, boy, this really adds a whole other dimension, doesn't it? Dr. Paul Wright, look forward to having you back. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Stock
God bless.
Market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started